Believing Church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Peter denying the Lord three times before he could learn his ways. Peter got so engrossed and obsessed with the ways of God that he refused to be crucified in the same manner. He said, I'm not worthy. And history has it, they crucified him upside down. I mean, but he learned his ways. But Peter was one of the denied him. But then the Lord said, I've prayed for you that your faith won't fail you. And then he said, because see, some of us are called to leadership and you're struggling. You're really struggling. Don't equate that to your destiny. It's a season where you have to fight. And let me say it this way. It's a season where you will learn to fight. See, this is on the job training. Sometimes you come up against something, you don't know how to handle it. It drives you to your knees. It drives you to press into God more. That's the only way out. You can't turn back. You can't turn right or left. Ain't no help there. You got to go forward. And the only way you're going to go forward is get deeper in God. And when you get deeper in God, you'll find the answer. You'll find the deliverance. Somebody needs to go back to a fast. Maybe not a 40-day fast, but doing what you used to do that you've neglected. Amen. Whatever it is, you've abandoned it, and it's time to go back to it. The Lord says, acquaint yourself with me. When you do that, when you take this time in the midst of a storm, you will be at peace. He says, acquaint yourself with me and be at peace. Job was in the midst of a storm. Life was in a wreck. But God said, Job, acquaint. You got your best friends accusing you. And you know what? God didn't open their eyes. God could have showed them Job, but he didn't. God could have told everybody about you, but he didn't. And so they're opposing you. And you're not guilty of anything. You've been saying, listen, come on, tell somebody, this is the test. God needs some soldiers that can stand the test, that can go through some stuff. Amen, that can pioneer some things, that can, amen, withstand some adversity. Without complaining, without murmuring, without being on the phone all night talking about somebody, blaming somebody else. That ain't going to get it off of you. God would sometimes see people talking until they get something off of them. But when God dealing with you, I don't care how you talk, who you talk to, it ain't getting off until you obey God or until you turn back and you have that little window of relief, but you're back in the same spot. Frustrated, defeated, miserable. That's right. Help us, Jesus. We need help. And God brought you to where you are so that you would look to him to help you. You'll see it in the rest of these scriptures. He wants our all. God wants your all. He wants to get in your head and get in your thoughts. He says, my thoughts are not yours. My ways are not yours. I want you to rise on up. I want your perspective to change. I want you to see what you're in or what you're facing from my perspective, because I've not changed. My destiny for you hasn't changed. My promise to you hasn't changed. Amen. But in order to be conformed to the image of Christ, there are things we go through in time that don't look like God, don't feel like God, don't smell like God, don't look like God is on it at all. But God will send you through it because he gave you a promise that's down on the inside of you that will keep you in the midst of it, so that you become a person of the Spirit and not a person that is carnal and led by all this this stuff that is just temporary. How many know there are good days and bad days? Huh? There are Sundays and blue days. Huh? There are all kind of days. But that doesn't dictate who we are. On a bad day, it don't dictate who you are. God's plan for you hasn't changed. God is not weak. He hasn't shifted. What he said in the beginning, he said, what he said at the beginning holds true. When Adam fell, the mandate remained the same. God's method and focus just changed. He said, okay, we'll do it this way. But what I told you, to have dominion, multiply, be fruitful, have dominion, subdue, and have all this, it remains the same. I'll just have to send Emmanuel. He'll come, he'll take it back, give it to you, so that what I mandated in the beginning will be mandated in the end. How many know he's the Alpha? Yeah. Listen, God don't start anything without finishing it. Amen. Come on, rise up in your mind. God, what God started in your life, he's going to finish it. Yeah. Some of us, I'll call you late bloomers. Now, some flowers bloom later than others. Some plants bloom later. But tell somebody, I'm a bloom. Come on. You know, others have tasted of theirs, have got their blessing, that, and you're still waiting. And that. Tell somebody, I'm a late bloomer. You know, Sarah had no children. Hagar had children. All the other concubines had children. Everybody having children. But Sarah's child was a special child. Tell somebody, it's just because something's special about me. That child had nations in his bosom. See, when it takes a little longer, know that God is doing something a little more special. Hello? Delay does not mean denied. And God said, write the vision. For in the end, it will speak, it will not tarry, it will not disappoint you. It's coming. Tell somebody, it's coming. In the meantime, he's got to get you ready for it. He's got to burn off some of the dross. He got to change some of our perspective so that when he puts money in your hand, you ain't no more stingy. Look at somebody and say, are you stingy? He's earmarked you for money, but you're stingy. So you got to burn that stingy spirit out. I like to say it this way. God calls us to do so much with so little for so long, we qualify. See, somebody that's been delivered from much loves much. Amen? Okay, so acquaint. First thing he says is acquaint yourself with me and be at peace. And then he says, and good shall come to you. I want to read it in the Amplified, that same verse. It says, acquaint now yourself with him. And in parentheses, it says, agree with God and show yourself to be conformed to his will and be at peace. And then it says, by that you shall prosper and great good shall come to you. Now this is long before we get to thou shalt decree a thing. God says, first acquaint yourself with me. Spend time with me so that when you attempt to make a decree, it's not shallow and empty with no results. Like the sons of Sceva. We adjure you by the name of Paul's God. That devil said, what? What you say? It was seven of them too. One devil ran them out. They tore their clothes off. Shamed them. Chased them down the street. Somebody in the name of Paul's God. See, you have authority. But you want to operate in power. Hello? We have authority in his name. Because we are saved. But if you don't have the power, if that generator just cuts off on you, then you plateau, you get stuck. We have power over all the power of the enemy. But tell somebody right now, acquaint yourself. Verse 22 says, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. Lay up his words in your heart. Receive the word and lay it up in your heart. Tell someone, receive the word. When we hear the word of God taught from this pulpit or whomever else you may, you know, frequently listen to that encourages and builds you up, you must listen as a child. Let me say this. I think this is why I feel like I can continue to just grow in leaps and bounds because I listen to things not to compare it to what I already know. Oh, I know that. No, I'm listening for something that he may say that's revelatory. Whoa, okay, yeah. How's he coming with this? Now, I've read this verse many times. I studied this verse. How's he coming with this verse? I'm looking to add, to learn something from it. Amen? Amen? Receive the word. Don't just do church. You know, receive the word. Come every time. Every time. Even though this, you know, this Wednesday night is a Wednesday night that we've never seen before. Amen. And one we will never see again. Amen. Even though it's a Wednesday night. We'll never see this night again. We'll never have this moment again. If you can start to perceive things in the spirit realm like that, that everything's different, everything changes, nothing is the same. God is totally creative. Then every time we show up out there talking to somebody, you're listening. You can hear something that will drop into your spirit. See, we have to have ears to hear, to receive the word. I pray, Father, right now that you'll give your children ears that hear. Ears that hear. Proverbs says that the seeing eye and the hearing ear, the Lord has made both of them. Now, if we just read that on the surface, yeah, we're born with seeing eyes and hearing ears, but that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the ears that hear. The Lord told his disciples that many kings and princes desire to hear what you hear and see what you see, and they don't see it. Father, give us hearing ears.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.